LifePoint. My name is Blake Storr, and I have the awesome opportunity of working with students at our Plain City campus. This past week at Plain City, we talked about what it looks like for us to start to live a life of generosity. Although generosity can sometimes be an uncomfortable topic to talk about, and money can often be one of the biggest things people argue about, it's important for us to talk about because the Bible is crystal clear on the topic. When we look at the way that culture around us handles its money, its resources, and its time, it's very obvious what is wanted. You work to the best of your ability and as hard as you can and bring in the biggest sum of money you possibly can, and then you use that money for yourself to buy the best car possible, the biggest house imaginable, have the grandest vacation, to provide for your family's well-being, what is way more than what is minimally needed. Culture tells us that we can never have enough, and we keep working and working and working so we can keep upgrading. But when we look at what the Bible says, it gives us a much greater responsibility when it comes to our money, our time, our resources, and really who we ourselves are. We are called to be generous. In 2 Corinthians, we see a very clear representation of what it looks like to live a life from generosity. We see this through the Macedonian church. The church of Macedonia was facing what Paul refers to as severe tests of affliction. They were facing economic troubles because of the extreme instability within the region they lived. They were being heavily persecuted by the non-believers around them based on their beliefs, which widely were against culture. But even in the midst of that, we see the joyful hearts of the Macedonians that allow them to give generously. We see three ways in which Paul has witnessed the Macedonians give. The first one is according to their means. They give what they could in a responsible manner. They looked at the finances they had and saw what they had the means to give to those around them and those within the church. So what did they do? They gave. I think for us, this is the easiest one. We can look at our finances and our budget and see what is responsible for us to give to the church and to use to help the church body around us. The second way we see the Macedonians give is, as Paul could testify, they gave beyond their means. They gave in almost what can be considered an irresponsible manner. They gave more than they really had the means to give. They gave out of faith, trusting that if they were going to give something to God and his people, that he would have them in his hands, that God would provide for them. And they did this because of their faith. I think this is where it gets a lot harder for us a lot of the time. We naturally want to be people who are in charge. It is hard for us to let go, to have faith that God, who is someone other than ourselves, is in control. The Macedonians were willing to give up control and have faith that God would provide. The third way that we see the Macedonians give is they gave out of their own accord. No one was forcing the Macedonians to give anything. In fact, because they were poor, I don't think it really would have been bad of them not to fully give, right? I don't think anybody would have looked down on them for not giving. And yet they still chose to give. And not just give, but give generously. It says, quote, begging us earnestly to take part in the relief of the saints. They begged to help and give what they could help to the church body, even when they essentially had nothing. How often do we give, but only because it is something that we think we have to do? We don't necessarily give with a willing heart. We think about the quote-unquote better ways that we could spend our money. This is where we begin to really see the hearts of the Macedonian church really begin to show. They held nothing back. Everything they had was used to help those who needed it. They gave their money although they were poor. They gave the resources that they had, although they may not have been much of them, and they themselves probably needed those resources. They gave their time, even though they needed all the time they could muster to fight the poverty they faced. They gave their energy, even though every sliver was needed. Their money, resources, time, their everything, it revealed their heart. They gave because something deeper had happened in their hearts. They gave because God ruled their hearts. It's the same way for us. Our heart is revealed by what we treasure, what we care about more than anything else. Do we give generously with an open hand, giving within our means and even beyond it? And when we give, is it because we truly want to give, or are we giving out of obligation, thinking that we have to because it's what the Bible says, even though we truly don't really want to give? My challenge for you this week is this. Pray and ask God to reveal your own heart to you. Reveal to you where you struggle when it comes with being generous and living life with an open hand. And then on the flip side, pray that God reveal his own heart for you and what he has for you and his will for your life. Praying for you, LifePoint, excited to see how God continues to work throughout this series.